This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. I appreciate being here with me on this September 12th, 2017. Better than average investing for the average investor. That is our mission. Our purpose for this hour, to try to help you do that, become a better investor. And, you know, for the average investor, the questions seem never ending, of course, because that's the way this is. It's a pretty complex effort. May have some simple rules, but the effort in investing properly is complex, and it's always changing. It makes it you got to be light on your feet when it comes to investing. There's really two ways to look at it. There's those who are just indexing. You don't have to be light on your feet, but you have to be able to ignore the market for years and years and years to be successful in indexing. Just ignore the market, keep buying, and over the years, it will work out fine. There'll be years where it won't, and there'll be years where it's great. It's always been that way, and always will continue to be that way. So, more than any other concern is especially critical for senior investors, senior meaning my age and up, is protecting your life savings. Okay, well, that's going to be one of our main talking points. Four financial security resources for senior citizens, senior investor citizens. So that will be the main talking point today. I also want to talk about China and them banning Bitcoin. Did you see that over the weekend? They're banning Bitcoin. Well, what kind of effect will that have? I want to talk about Apple and their announcement today. I think you probably saw that. They announced three new phones, a new iWatch, and some stuff. I think we should just talk about a little bit if we can. And retail investors haven't been this bullish since 2000. So there's some statistics about this that I want to throw out there and for your edification. And I'm not saying we need to panic anything like that. There's no need for that at all. But there is a need for being aware. So I just want to make you aware of what this bullishness about individual investors, what does it mean for everybody? Or does it mean anything for that matter? But I do want to share the information. Before we go any further, let's go ahead and check our 24-hour listener line calls. It's open for your questions anytime you want to make them.
Hi. I listened to someone on the radio, a trader. I won't name names, and I'm not here to bash, just get some info. His approach is perhaps overly simplistic. I don't know. He's just about all technicals. And he says, we buy when the big institutions are buying and get out when they get out of a stock. Looking at a chart, how would one know that? From volume? I don't know. Of course, he talks about support and resistance levels. Is that basically the institutions because they're the ones that move stocks? Thanks for your help.
Well, of course, it would be nice to know when they are buying and when they're selling, but they try to hide that, and they do a very good job at hiding what they're doing. I mean, that you don't... There's no one, Vanguard is selling Apple. All the institutions are selling Microsoft or buying Microsoft. There is no place where they can go and find that out. What they try to do is ferret it out by the volume traded of stocks over a period of time, up and down. How many trades, where's the pressure coming from, the buy side or the sell side? And you can see different orders. But again, mutual funds and big institutions, they buy over long periods of time or sell over long periods of time. They don't dump all their orders to buy in one place at one time so you can see it. You don't see it. When they're talking about charting, remember I've told you over and over and over, charting is not a science, it's an art. It tends to be true because it tends to repeat itself at support and resistance lines and different patterns. These patterns tend to repeat, and that's what it's all about. And I don't know how they can look at a chart and say, oh, institutions are buying or selling. There's no way for them to know that. There's no secret formula. No, I have this inside information about who's buying and selling. Nothing like that. Doesn't happen. I've seen this over and over and over and over again over the years, you know, where they try to convince you that somebody has some method that will work. Doesn't work. Let's go to James in New York. How you doing, James?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I wanted to know about ticker symbol MU. The company is Micron.
Yes.
If you think it's fairly valued, is it worth owning? I don't own it. I was maybe thinking about buying it, but I wasn't too sure.
Okay, this is Micron Technology, everybody. MU is the symbol. It's a big company, $38 billion. Oh, it's not small. It's very big. Manufactures DRAM, non-flash memory, and image sensors used in computers, servers, and consumer electronics. So it makes parts, okay? They're going to make, last year, 2016, they only made 26 cents a share. That was a really bad year for them. The year before is $2.65, so 2015. All went from $2.65 down to 26 cents. This year, they're going to make $4.72, and next year, they're scheduled to make $6.15. A huge turnaround for the company. Huge turnaround. Because sales have turned around quite sharply. The sales this most recent quarter were up 92%. Quarter before that up 58%. Quarter before that was up 19%. And the quarters, four or five quarters before that, that sales did nothing but shrink. So that's why the stock has moved up so nicely, making a new 52-week high. And that's also why it's not that expensive, even though it made a 52-week high. James, so they're going to make $6.15, and they're a $34 stock. Okay, well, wait a minute. That's like a 6 PE, right? So
five, that sounds pretty cheap.
Yeah, pretty cheap. Five-year range is 4 to 87. So this stock is fairly cheap at this price. Okay, and so therefore you have a green light from me, but I want you to be aware, James, this stock has a history of going up really high and collapsing because their earnings have gone up really high and then collapsed. So it has a history of that. So don't think it can't collapse again. It will. But for the next couple of years, it looks pretty cheap to me.
You know, I also intended to ask you, miscellaneous, it has nothing to do with anything.
Uh-huh.
Perchance, were you at the game where the Angels played the Athletics and Pennington hit the Grand Slam?
I wish, but no, I was not. I do have.
I was actually at that game. I didn't know. I know you have tickets. So.
I have season tickets. Yeah, I share them with everybody, with a bunch of people. But no, my wife is an Angel fan nut. She's nuts over Angels. They make her happy. She'll be happy or sad depending on what the Angels do that day.
It's a wonderful stadium out there too.
Yeah, it's not. We like it. We've gone. I think we only went to about five or six games this year. So we used to go to every one of them when we first bought the season tickets. Every one.
Sure.
Boy, that was tiring. James, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thank you. I'm financial advisor Steve Peasley. I'm glad you've chosen this hour to be with me. I do appreciate it. Do you have a game plan? How do you develop a game plan for your finances? Got questions about that? Let's hear from you. 888-99-CHARGE is how you can reach me. You can do it right now here on Invest Talk.
Hi, Justin, Steve. Wondering what your take is on the networking company Cisco, ticker CSCO. I'm in at around 31.25, which is about where it is now. It pays a nice dividend. The financials seem reasonable. The dividend seems covered. There's not much growth, however. I was hoping for both the dividend and some growth. Last two earnings reports or announcements have been disappointing, and the stock took a hit from around 34. Wondering what your take is on a long-term hold. Enjoy the show. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, so this is Cisco Systems, Inc., manufactures switches, routers, and other networking communications hardware for businesses home. And it's a $160 billion company. So you're not going to be able to expect much growth. You shouldn't. This was one of those. It's a big blue chip stock that you look at the dividend and you say, well, I'm willing to accept that dividend at 3.6% and be content, because you're probably not going to get much price appreciation other than normal, you know, inflationary type movement up in price. You're just not going to. You can't. When you start looking, you know, it's too big. And the sales have been shrinking a couple percent for the last 2 years per quarter. So sales are really shrinking. They're able to squeeze more and more out in profits, up 2% this year, and it's going to be up 5% next year. So, you know, you just got to expect it to hang right where it is, and that's where the value is. I mean, it's only going to make $2.56, 32 stock. It's probably worth about a 10 to 15 PE. It's going to hang right in there. Good return on equity. It's a good, solid company. 19% on return on equity, so that's good. So it's a good, solid company, but it's just too big to, you know, you get so, if you have too much of the market share, it's hard to get more of the market share, and that's what you're dealing with Cisco. It's big. So a good, solid company. Nothing wrong with holding it and being happy with the 3.6% dividend. But that's, don't expect much growth. Might get 1 or 2% a year in price appreciation, but not that's not much more. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. So, for financial resources, have you ever heard of FINRA? F-I-N-R-A, FINRA. That stands for Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Okay, and FINRA is a great resource for anybody, not just senior citizens. They have a helpline for senior citizens, though. They have, but you can call it, anybody can call it, but they call it a helpline for senior citizens. That's one thing that they can do. That you can go to FINRA and check out any complaints against brokerage. It's called Online Brokerage Check Tool. Brokerage firms and companies check to see if there's been any complaints and what they were and whether they're justified or not. You can go. They have a lot of resources at FINRA for anybody. You know, identity theft, protecting your identity. There's you know, it's a financial regulatory resource for people. And these are things that people like me, registered investment advisors, we make reports and divulge information and questions they have, and you know, they kind of, you know, give, it's a private company but supported by the SEC type of thing. So it'd be very good for you if you want to check somebody out or a company out or an investment advisor like myself out. You can do it through FINRA. You can also do it through the SEC website, but FINRA would be probably a more complete source of information for you, believe it or not. This is InvestTalk, everybody. I'm Steve Peasley. We do this every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 Pacific time. You can call me now. We're live right now, 4 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday, and you're listening to InvestTalk. 888-992-4278. Let's talk to Art. How you doing, Art?
Good, Steve. How are you today?
Good. You saw that that Teva got a new CEO, and of course, what happened to the stock? It pops up.
Yeah. Also, didn't they just sell a division for $1 billion to cut down their debt?
Yeah. They're gonna recover, Art. I really believe they will. I mean, they moved from what, 15 something to 19 something in 2 days. Okay, think about the percentage move that is. That's a huge percentage move. Okay, yeah, it's not 30 yet, but I think that they're going to recover it. They will recover. I don't know how long it might take them, but they made a big start on it already. So I like.
Do you think it'll down a little?
I think they might come back down, because you know how stuff jumps up really quick, and then people take. You know, they say, oh, okay, let me get out now, you know. because it made yeah. it. So they'll probably pull it down a little bit. And for me, that might be the opportunity to get back in.
Yeah, because actually I was trying to get it at around 16, but I don't know if it'll come back down that far. But
don't know.
I was going to wait to have a loss or something.
Yeah, I would wait a few days, a week, to see what happens. All right, appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you. That's Teva, everybody. Remember, we've been talking about Teva forever. Teva Pharmaceuticals, they fell sharply from $30 and in just a couple of days, went all the way down to like 20, and then slowly fell all the way down to 15 and a half over a month. And because they cut their dividend by 75%. And they didn't have a CEO. They haven't had one for months. And they just had problems. It was very frustrating. They're the largest generic drug maker in the world. TEVA, Teva Pharmaceuticals. Let's go to Mike in San Jose. How you doing, Mike?
Good, thank you, Steve. I was wondering if you could give me your opinion of AAOI, please.
Sure. AAOI, everybody, Applied Optoelectronics. Let me type it in over here to the chart so I can take a look at that, too. AAOI. Okay, they manufacture fiber optic networking products for the cable TV, fiber to the home, and data center markets. They're a $1.1 billion company. They're growing very fast. Their sales popped up 112% last quarter, 91% the quarter before that, 60% the quarter before that. And so they've been, you know, been growing very fast. And, of course, the stock popped up, got up to over 100 or just right at 100, and then fell all the way back, which was surprising, to $57. So it gave a lot of that back. And after rising all of 2017 to get up there from, what, $22 to over 100 and then now back to 57. So the question is, you own it now, Mike?
Yeah, I bought it a little bit higher than where it's at right now. I'm not sure it should hold or...
Okay. Well, it's going to make $5.38 this year from $1.39 last year, and then $5.75 next year, so up only 7% more in the next year. But it's a $57 stock. That means it's a 10 PE, and the five-year range is 9 to 999. So right now, it's very low. I think this is where you hold it, to be honest.
Okay.
Mike, I don't think you sell it here. It's already had its big fall. Now, it looks like it's now in the bargain basement area. So I probably hold it. The 200-day moving average, what you could do, this might be a smart thing, Mike, is a 200-day moving average is right around $52 a share. It's at $57.99. If it breaks that 200-day moving average, you might get out because that's going to be
okay.
strong support. It should hold that number, okay?
It's been consolidating for like, quite some time now, so yeah. I'm hoping that
exactly
maybe it'll go up. Yeah.
Yep, I think this is where you want to be a buyer of it, not a seller of it. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks, Thank Mike. You. Appreciate it. Let's go to Raghu in Fremont. How you doing?
Good. How about you, Steve?
I'm
Thanks
good.
Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah. So I would like your opinion about the ticker symbol FDC, First Data Corporation.
What's the symbol?
FDC.
And that's First Data?
First Data, yeah.
Okay, First Data Corporation is almost a $17 billion company, so it's pretty big. Provides payment service solutions to clients in 100 countries and over 4,000 financial institutions. Payment service solutions. They're going to make $1.53 this year, then $1.67 next year. Sales growth is 1 to 3%. Per quarter, so it's not a huge grower, and it's but an $18 stock going to make $1.67, meaning it's right 11 or 12 PE, and believe it or not, for this company, that's a pretty high PE. Its range is between 3 and 14, so it's not. You might get fooled by saying, oh, this is a cheap company based on its earnings. Well, yeah. I would have to agree with you that it is fairly inexpensive when you compare it with the rest of the market, but is it cheap compared to itself? And the answer would be no. Its history has shown that it has been a pretty low-priced stock, PE-wise. But it is a good, solid company.
Okay.
good solid company. I don't think I'd buy it here. I'd wait for a pullback. Okay?
Thanks, Mike.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Rugal. I appreciate that. Investing is learning. That never ends. 888-99-CHART. Ask your questions.
Our podcast continues next. First, a couple of words for KPP Financial. KPP is an independent financial advisor. So what does that mean to you? Well, it means that they don't receive commissions for the sale of investment products, which means they have no conflicts of interest. KPP offers a straightforward approach, personal one-to-one relationships, real-life solutions that just make good sense. When you're ready to find out more about the variety of investing programs from KPP, just go to investtalk.com and click on the Investment tab. KPP Financial, independent thinking, shared success. Now let's get back to the podcast. Now let's get back to Invest Talk. Have a question? As they say on those on-hold messages, your call is important to us, but it really is. Our direct line is 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Let's talk to BJ in Fremont. How you doing, BJ?
I'm good, Steve. Your show is very addictive.
Oh.
I just can't live without listening to it.
Well, I appreciate that.
By the way, my question is regarding the financial sector.
Yes.
Recently, and interest rate picture getting a little clear with the all the damage the cyclones have caused and all that.
Right.
Probably interest rate has a low probability. What is the future of financial sector, and especially stock PayPal? I'm looking at, do you think what's a good entry point for that stock will be?
Well, as long as the, you know, financials are very tied, very much tied to the economic cycle. So as long as our economy is doing well, financials will probably continue to do pretty well. PayPal Holdings themselves, it's a provider of digital and mobile payment systems on behalf of consumers and merchants worldwide. It's a huge company. I don't think a lot of people understand how big it is. It's $75 billion. I mean, you talk about a big company. This is a big company. Okay, it's not Microsoft or it's not Apple, but, you know, in the world of size, this would be a mega big company. So it is going to make $1.83 this year. They have been very consistent, earning more money every year for as far as going all the way back to the recession, which is 2008. So they're going to make $1.83 this year after making $1.50 last year. The next year, they're going to make $2.20. That's 20% increase per year. And sales are 17-18% increase per year for the last 2 years. Every quarter, it's up. Every quarter. So it's a really strong company is what I'm saying. And because of that, of course, it's expensive. It never gets cheap, by the way. BJ, the lowest PE range in the last 5 years, the lowest PE has ever had is 22, and that's pretty high. The highest PE is 38, so the range is 22 to 38. Right now, they're sitting at 38, so they're right at their high. They're pushing up their PE range right now. They're going to make $2.20 next year, so it's a $62 stock. So you're looking at, what, a 31 PE range, so PE based on that or so? So, BJ, if you want to own this stock, you're going to have to bite the bullet and overpay for it. Okay?
All right. Okay. Yeah, thank you. I think I like it. I mean, you pay the price for the goods, what is worth
it. That's right. Exactly right. Yeah. We've learned that over the years, haven't we, BJ? You pay for what's good. You pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to pay. Thanks for the call, BJ. Appreciate it. Let's go to Goal in Fremont. How you doing, Goal?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Steve?
Good. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
I wanted to take your take on United Therapeutics, UTX.
Okay, let's take a look. What they do is they manufacture aircraft engines, elevators, flight heating systems, aerospace products, and security systems. So they're in that sphere. I'm glad to see that they are not just like in aircraft. They're in other things. I would like to know how much of their sales in different parts of the divisions, but I can't tell that from what I'm looking at. I don't have that detail. They are a big company, United Technologies, $87 billion company, so it's big. They're going to make $6.91 next year, 5% more than this year. And the last year, the last 2 years have been kind of flat on the earnings. Sales are growing 2 to 3% a quarter, which you probably should expect for a company this size. It's not going to grow a lot. And the dividend yield is 2.5% right now. Great return on equity, 20%. Cash flow very high at $9.18. So it's a good company. The P.E. ratio is right in the middle of its range, 16 P.E., and the range is 13 to 20. So it's right in the middle. And this is probably about where it's fairly valued, right about now, $109, $110, and that's where it is. It fell from 122 down to this rate, and is finding a lot of support right around this price, $109, $108, $109. So if you wanted to buy it and take the shot, this would be a good buy point. It's traded sideways now for 4 or 5 days after falling hard for 3 days. Was that an earnings miss or something, Gull? Do you know why it fell from 117?
Yep. So, it's been on my watch list, and since it's been going sideways, I thought this would be a good entry point.
Yeah, this looks like a good place to get in to me. It's gone sideways 4 days in a row now. Very possibly could be, you might wait another few days, but this is the area you'd want to pick it up, I think, if you're going to pick it up. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Appreciate the call. UTX, everybody, United Technologies. That's who we're dealing with. Now, let's go to Chalk in San Jose. How are you, Chalk?
Fine, thank you. I'd like to get a reading on Royal Dutch Shell PLC. It's an ADR. The symbol is RDS.A.
Royal Dutch Shell is an ADR. Everybody remember that, what that means? American Depositary Receipt, meaning it's a foreign company traded on our exchange, and they have to comply with our accounting rules. This company is out of the Netherlands. Okay. They look pretty good. Let's look at the numbers. They're going to make $3.39 this year after only making $1.84 last year. But then the year before, they made $3.62. So they're only starting to recover. But, you know, the stock fell because of that in 2016. 2017 is starting to recover because it's going to make $3.39 this year and then $4 next year per share. It's a $56 stock. So that means that the P.E. ratio is what? 13, 14, and the five-year range is 8 to 30. Sales have recovered as well, up 23% in the most recent quarter. Not pulling
it's up. It's paying good dividend. Its dividend rate is 6.6%.
Yeah.
Will the exchange rate affect the dividend rate?
Yes, it will. Being traded, you know, it's an EU stock, and therefore it is the euro that's. But the euro is going up against the value of a dollar, so it means that when you turn it back into the dollar, you'll get less than you think. Okay, but I still like it. I still think that, you know, that dividend is pretty attractive, and I don't think they're going to chop it. I don't think they are with the sales growth and earnings growth picking up. So, yeah, you might lose a little on the dollar translation, but I don't think the euro is going to get that much more expensive compared to the dollar. I don't think so. If the EU continues to recover, which is what they're doing, and that's why the euro is getting stronger to the dollar, then there'll be pressure and not making as much on the yield. But you'll still make a pretty good trade, even because the exchange rate is not going to change that dramatic. It's just not. So I don't think you should worry about that too much. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck with
great.
It.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Our complimentary retirement reviews are really conversations, everybody. It's informal. I never have them too formal. I like them to be relaxed and just a conversation. And the information flows both ways. I tell you whatever you want to know and try to share things with how we do it and what we do and how we've done. And, of course, I hope that you share things about you so I can determine, where you are financially in your life so I can help answer your any questions you might have about that. I'll be in San Jose on the 27th of this month for face-to-face meetings on the 27th. If you'd like to reserve your own hour, just go to investtalk.com. That's investtalk with two T's .com. And then click on the InvestTalk tab. Then portfolio review.
How much risk is in your retirement portfolio right now? Risk is essential to a growing portfolio, but how much is too much for you? Take our free risk analysis quiz. It's easy and it'll help you understand how much risk you feel comfortable with. And then, if you'd like, you can find out if your current portfolio is a good match for you right now. Just go to investtalk.com and click on the InvestTalk tab.
888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. China banning Bitcoin. They don't want anything to do with it. Well, how can they ban it? It's an electronic method of payments. The currency is all in the ether. Well, they can ban it, can't they? Easily. They're going to shut down any website that uses it. Pretty easy way to, remember, you're talking about China. They can do what the heck they want. So that's their idea. They're going to bar any trading in Bitcoin, any trading of any kind. That's how they're going to stop it. Now, I don't know how the long-term prospects of cryptocurrency, I think, are very good. I think it's very good. And I know a lot of people don't really understand how it works, and it is a different concept completely than, what we are used to, but it's not that difficult. But China's going to try to ban it. I don't know, ban any cryptocurrencies, any of them. And you can understand why they want to do that, because money will leave China. They don't like that. They want control of that. So that's why they're banning it. Apple had a big announcement. Their annual big announcement came out today. They came out with three new models. Model 8, that starts at $699 with a 4.7% inch screen. And now Model 8 Plus for $799 with a 5.5 inch screen. And then their Model X or 10. And X stands for Roman numeral 10, I'm assuming. And that's for $999. That's the one that's going to be the big one that people are going to want. That one has face recognition. Remember I mentioned a few weeks ago or a month ago, I don't know when, that it probably will have that? Well, it does. It doesn't have that little button at the bottom of the phone to turn it on. Uh-uh. That's not how you turn it on. It has a 12-megapixel camera. It has augmented reality features with the fancy cameras that they have. And, of course, also at the same time, they announced a new Apple Watch that may have a heart rate feature, tracking your heart rate, and may be able to determine any problems with your heart. That's the big thing that all the watches are moving toward, which I think is really good that they do. And that's for health reasons. What I think is all about. And they also are coming out with a wireless charging pad that can charge all your Apple devices at the same time, that kind of thing. So I thought that was kind of interesting, those announcements. Let's get back to answering the question, our 24-hour listen line, 888-99-CHART.
Hey, guys. Lucas from Atlanta. Love the show. Wanted to give you a quick call and ask about a stock. Cake, Cheesecake Factory, CAKE, took a beating over the past 52 weeks. It seemed to be a good place to come in and take a small position. I think they were killed by labor costs a little bit, not killed, but decreased but profitability. Anyhow, I just wanted to see your take on Cake. Thank you so much, and I look forward to listening to this on the show. Bye.
Actually, I kind of like cake. I like cheesecake, and we own this in one of our managed stock accounts. We just recently purchased it because we thought it looked like a pretty good bargain at this price. Also, $40.16 is what the cost of the price of the stock. It's a $1.8 billion company. Sales are growing between 2 and 14%, depending on which quarter you want to look at. Earnings went down this year to $2.66, but next year they're going to rebound to $2.89. And it's a $40 stock. Paid a 2.9% yield, dividend yield, and it's a 23% return on equity, which is very high. And I think it's been unfairly beaten up. It's nice up today, 3.3% today. I think it's unfairly been beaten up. It was $64 a share back in May, went all the way down to like 39 or so. And I noticed that insiders are buying, started to buy it right around $42, $43 a share. So insiders starting to like it at this price. They a couple years ago, they bought it at this price, and now they're doing it again. So I kind of like that. I think insiders own 8%. Management owns 8% of this company. So I like it. Cake, C-A-K-E, cheesecake. Cheesecake Factory, if you don't know, it's a restaurant, if you don't know. You're listening to InvestDoc. Have we got time to get an answer to your money questions? If you want, if you have them, we can do it today. We're headed into our last segment, 888-99-CHARGE, how you reach me right now. 888-992-4278, let's talk to Katie in Fremont. How you doing, Katie?
I wanted to know if you, this is actually my first time listening to the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's really good, so hopefully this will be my new go-to for my commute home.
I appreciate it.
I was wondering what you thought of the company Square.
Okay, sure. Does everybody know who Square is? Square is the company that point to sell software with a little square little thing you can plug into your phone or your pad. And you can run a credit card across it and charge whatever you want. It's really a nice little device. They've been around for a number of years. I think all the way back to 2012. And they are, the first 4 years they were public, they made no money. Then in 2016 is the first year they made money. They made 4 cents a share. Then this year they're going to make 24 cents a share. And next year, 43 cents a share. Sales are growing in the 20 to 25, sometimes 30% per quarter rate. So it's a good growth company is what it is. Now, it's at $27 a share, and it's only going to make 43 cents, so it's pretty darn pricey. I mean, it's expensive. So I think that I would wait for a decent pullback. I think this thing is going to pull back into the $20, maybe even $17, $18 range within the next 12 months. I think I would wait for that. I wouldn't chase it, in other words, Katie. I don't like chasing stocks after they made a big run. I mean, it's made for $11 almost a year ago, now to 27. That's well over 100% return in a year. So it probably has gotten a little bit ahead of itself. And even though the numbers look very good, and I still think I'd wait for a pullback. I'm a little frightened to chase it at this point. Okay, Katie?
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Square, the symbol is SQ, everybody. Square. The symbol is SQ. SQ. Okay. Retail investors haven't been this bullish since 2000. Okay. So they're very, very bullish. This is an article I picked up and a survey that it was talking about or written about. 18 months ago, in February 2016, the individual investors did not like the market at all. Then from February 16 last year to now, they have grown tremendously optimistic. Okay, so far, this is a Wells Fargo Gallup survey, by the way. So far, 68% of the people they surveyed said they were optimistic about the stock market performance next year. Now, that kind of bullishness hasn't been around since 2000, 68%. And going a little further, 25% of those people are very optimistic about the prospects. And 11%, and that was up from 11% a year ago. Now it's 25%. So, okay, this new optimism has pushed the index, optimism index, to 138. When has it been to 138 before? 1999 to 2000. It's right back at that level. Between 2009, it's never been this high until now. Now, that does not mean, I don't want you to get carried away to, oh, that means the market's at its top. No, because it was at this high, the optimism index was at this high for almost 2 years before it fell. And right now, we're just getting to that high. And it can go way above that number. Doesn't have to stay. Just because it didn't last time doesn't mean it can't this time. But I will say this. Last time it got this high, there was a lot more reasons for it. Then the reason was being the new paradigm called the internet and the huge growth of internet commerce. Even though no one knew how to make money about it, this time it's this high based on what? What's the big driver that's making everybody so optimistic? Not sure. I don't know where that's coming from, if you want to know the truth. Not sure. Time's up for an hour, everybody. A reminder, no matter where you live in the United States, you can avail yourself of a free retirement account analyst if you want. We'll analyze it for you. Justin or I, it's really very easy to set up. Also, if you live in the San Jose area, I will be there for retirement reviews and discussing with our anything financial with you on September 27th. Just go to investtalk.com, click on the Invest Talk tab, and then Portfolio Review. We'll set up a time. I'm Financial Advisor Steve Peasley, President of KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm. And for Justin Klein and the whole KPP family, thanks for being with us. Join us for Invest Talk again tomorrow.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for listeners to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are principals of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, which retains all rights.